Hello, I'm Justin Chappell, manager over Northwest Operations at Continental Underwriters here in beautiful Bend, Oregon. In today's podcast, I want to go over a topic that is very important when discussing forest product manufacturing accounts. That is the topic of a formal hot work permit program. You may have also heard this referred to as a hot work permit program. What does a formal welding program entail, and why is it so darn important when you are qualifying a risk? Over the past several years, there's been a considerable push by the insurance industry to make sure forest product manufacturers understand and implement a formal hot work permit program. To be considered a formal hot work permit program, accounts need to be doing the following things when welding occurs outside the designated shop area. 1. They need to be hanging visible hot work tags in the area to alert employees that hot work is or has been completed in that area. Typically, a manager signs off on the tag so he or she is also aware of areas that have been worked on. It also allows other employees to keep their eyes and noses alert for a smoldering fire. 2. They need to place a fire extinguisher and hoses at the work site. 3. They need to sweep and clean all work areas within a 30-foot radius of the operation work site. 4. They need to wet down the 30-foot cleared area. 5th, they need to remove all combustible and flammable materials within the area. 6. They need to protect all hydraulic lines with guards, covers, or metal shields. 7th, they need to cover all wall or floor coverings. Remember that these areas often have compacted sawdust, which can insulate a welding spark and cause a fire to smolder and occur later. 8th, they need to clean all hot work containers of combustible material, such as wood and sawdust. 9th, they need to eliminate containers of vapor residue. 10th, they need to post a fire watch during and after the hot work operations for 2 hours. This is to ensure that there are no smoldering sparks or fires that occur after hot work has been completed. 11th, they need to thoroughly deluge the hot work area a second time in the 30-foot area to neutralize any sparks. 12th, they need to discard spent welding rods in approved containers. And 13th, they need to complete a final check of the work area. Proactive mills may also place an inexpensive magnetized blinking red light, similar to a bike reflector, at the welding site following the hot work, to remind employees that hot work has been completed and to make sure everyone is aware of potential smoldering fires. This increases the safety awareness and culture at a plant. Another proactive measure I've seen is placing a magnetized smoke detector in the hot work area. This provides another layer of awareness for employees in the area. These may seem like a lot of steps, but they are critical to making sure that the welding exposure is controlled at mill sites. Welding is the largest cause of loss at sawmills, and welding-related losses are preventable when hot work programs are stringently followed. Oftentimes, a mill may do all of the steps except filling out a hot work permit tag that hangs in the area. When this happens, it's not considered a formal hot work permit program, but rather an informal program. This may present problems for carriers. Experience and losses show that when a welding loss occurs, it is because millwrights forget a single step in the hot work process. One forgetful moment may lead to millions of dollars worth of damage. Remember that from a property perspective, forest product manufacturers are a severity, not frequency-driven niche. This is why carriers place such a high importance on documented hot work programs. Well, this concludes this podcast. It's been a pleasure talking with you all today. If you have any questions or would like to discuss this or any other topic further with us, you can reach us at 804-643-7800. I can be reached directly at 541-604-1810 or by email at justin@contund.com. Thank you, and have a great day.